When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. If you try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I'm deep fine, lot of slime. Smoky in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. If you try to take it from me, yeah. I'm deep fine, deep fine.
Welcome to episode 382. It might be 383, but anyway, it's the Eagles Commanders preview. Obviously, we're still riding on a little high. We're doing a little early show, you know, because we will be traveling this week. Shout out to Philly Sports Trips. We'll be going down to their tailgate and enjoying the celebration, pre-celebration with Philly Sports Trips. So if you're still trying to go to that tailgate, they have tickets available. Check them out there. But I know I know I'm still riding the high. I'm still wearing the Kelly green, fired up, you know, still very prideful. I know Prime was decked out in his finest Kelly green attire last week. Are you still riding the high from last
week? I'm definitely riding the high, man, because you know this is the era that we were born into. So absolutely, man. And I mean, it's with me and it's with us all the time.
I don't see any Kelly green on now.
Oh no, not today. You know what I mean? My bad. Just put me on the spot. Why don't you? I hear you.
So, I mean, we have the Washington Commanders, obviously, in week four. It's a game that, you know, we figured that would be a easier test than normal. But I, at the end of the day, you cannot take, you know, teams lightly. A.J. Brown recently, you know, had said about the Commanders, I'm expecting a heavyweight battle. I'm not going there thinking we're just going to roll over these guys. No, we've got work. We got to come to work. It's a division game. We don't take it slightly. We got to put our hard hats on. And you're right next to me in the stands when we were against Washington. Butt cheeks were tight as the whole stadium was like, we cannot lose to the Commanders this way. You know, they eventually came out and won the game in overtime. But how are you feeling that last time we played Commanders?
Well, I mean, one, AJ is absolutely right, man. It's a division game. You can't go ahead and take these type of games lightly. I love the fact that he's addressing it right from the dip, that he has to go in there. They all have to go in there and got to go to work, man. You know, they got to go with a game plan. They can't just go thinking that they're going to roll over this team just because they're slumping. You know, these guys know us better than anybody. We're in the same division. That's the reason why. And, you know, you can't take that stuff for granted. Based off of our last time that we saw these guys, yeah. You're right, bro. I think both of our ass cheeks were glitching that day because we were like, it came down to the wire, man. We were like, shit, what the hell's going on? Like, this is not, you know, not we don't need a repeat of what happened last year with this team. You know, they ended up pulling the win, and hopefully it's not going to be as tightening this time as it was last time. But hey, you know what I mean? We got to be prepared regardless.
I mean, that's a lot of ass talk in the first
three minutes. It is a lot of ass talk.
Shout out to Kyler. He says, go birds. Will says, go birds. It says it's early one today. Yeah, early one. We, you know, we're trying to squeak one in there. Obviously, everyone's on the road. Shout out to Hollywood Hearn, who's at work. Shout out to Hollis and shout out to Mal. But he says, can't wait to crush the commoters. And if you're talking about commode, that stadium is – I like to refer to like doo-doo water because that thing is leaking and you know, whether it's Eagle fans falling out of the stadium, almost hitting our franchise quarterback, it's a tough scene out there. Shout out to Chase also in the building. Looking smooth in the Avi. Peasy's here. He says, what's up, fellas? Shout out to Mark, who's lunch. He said lunch with Fourth and John. Yeah, it's one of those days, man. Now, Peasy's talking. He says he's still high from acquiring Bayard. Just thinking about Bayard will be playing this week. I think right now he's just trying to get – he said he's like trying not to – reach out to everyone in his family because you know he's from the Philadelphia area, from Philly. He's got family still here. He said he's trying to get into the playbook and learn it. So he's kind of like let me learn the playbook and yeah, then
he's in the zone, man. He's in the zone.
This you know what's cool about it? Somebody, one of the PR guys, said that we know that Brian Dawkins is your favorite player. He said multiple times that Brian Dawkins was one of the top safeties I looked up to growing up. So the PR guy, Eagles PR guy, says, you know, that jersey that you're, you know, using. I mean, not jersey, but the locker room, the locker that you're using was once Brian Dawkins.
Oh, that's what's up, man.
That's kind of cool.
That's real cool.
That's definitely cool.
That's definitely some momentum to go ahead and build off of. I mean, knowing that guy was your favorite player and here you're rocking the locker room that man once had, shit, that would get the hairs, you know what I mean, rising, bro, like, and the energy souped up. So that's great momentum to have going into this game and coming onto the squad. You know, listening to you saying about how he wants to stay focused on learning the playbook and trying to, like, stay focused and not so much communicate with the family and everything, like, I could respect that. And there's a lot of players that do that. Let's talk about one, Hassan, when he made it very clear, when it comes to football season, he's so focused on the football season. He's not really worried about anything to the right, to the left, in front of him, behind him. He's just so focused in that tunnel of football season. And it seems like Kevin got the same mentality. So that's great to have, knowing that they're all in on, you know, focusing on the football season.
Now, we got a lot of players from the Georgia University of Georgia. We got players from Bama. But, you know, now that we have Bayard and now that we have Reed Blankenship, who's will be back, our starting tandem will be from Middle Tennessee State. So much so, I'm excited that I'm currently in line to win this Middle Tennessee football T-shirt from eBay. I figure maybe one day I'll get both of them to sign it. That would be kind of cool. I think, you know, everyone's excited for what he brings to the table. I think solidifies the back end. Obviously, you know, guys that are coming in that we do have to, you know, we pay respects to the other side of the ball in terms of Washington Commanders. We have to, you know, we let's talk about Scary Terry. Scary Terry seems to always put up numbers versus the Eagles. The last time we had Josiah Scott in the slot, he kind of wreaked havoc. So what are your feelings? What do you think the Eagles do to slow down Scary Terry?
Well, I mean, you got to go back to the videos of the last game, man. You got to go ahead and really focus on where we messed up at. You know, you mentioned Josiah Scott, and, you know, I think Job was another one that was pretty much lined up with him at times. And, you know, those are just the same mistakes we can't afford to go ahead and make this upcoming Sunday. So focus on those plays that we were getting caught off guard by Terry. Definitely can't take nothing away from the man. The man, you know, he's going to get his stats, but hoping that, you know, it just sticks to that. It's kind of like going back to last week, going against Tyreek Hill, knowing that man was going to go ahead and get his stats, but it's all about who gets the win, and we got the win. So, hey, look, it is what it is. You know what I mean? The man's got to earn a paycheck some way, somehow, and I get it. So he's going to do what he's got to do to get that. And that includes getting his stats. So I'm cool with it, but we can't afford to go ahead and give up a W on that one.
Shout out to Tim in the building. Says, what's up, guys? Happy Friday. And Gail, is there a big bird on the back of that hoodie or is it just green? I've seen, if you go on Instagram, you might get trapped into buying some waxed like stuff that is not actually real.
Yeah.
I figured now that Coach Sirianni has wore this hoodie, now everybody wants this hoodie. It's out there, but I have a shop where nobody's buying it. If you go to the pro shop, it's probably out of stock, but I do. Me and Prime both have a spot. If you really need one, we'll figure it out. We'll figure something out.
Yes, we will.
PZ talks about ball security and red zone offense. Obviously, it's been a thing, man. I really do think that the Eagles have to start capitalizing. Putting up three is not what we're trying to do. I do think it's a get right game against this defense. They do have they have a great front. You talk about Daron Payne, Jonathan Allen, interior wise, edge on the edges. You have you got Montez Sweat and Chase Young. I think one thing that we have to talk about is really Sue Opeta. Sue Opeta versus Jonathan Allen and Daron Payne. You know, Sue Opeta didn't have his best game last week. I mean, he's going through it. He's being put out there and being tested. This is his first go of it. But I think we really got to somehow help Opeta some way, somehow, because these two monsters could be issues.
Yeah, it's a learning stage, man. I mean, everybody on that line has been through that. So there's no excuses. I'm sorry. I'm not going to come up with any excuses for Sue. Sue's got to go ahead and step up his game. Yeah, go ahead and get him some help in the very beginning. But, you know, Jordan's been through it. Lane's been through it. You know, Jason, when he first came into the league, he's been through it. It's just, it's a learning curve that everybody's got to go through. And he's at that point. So, you know, just step up. Just go ham and take advantage of, you know, what you have next to you, to the right, to the left of you. You know what I mean? Just hold your part down and we'll be fine. He likes the hat.
Oh, he said he liked the – is that a Puerto Rican flag?
That is a Puerto Rican flag.
This guy, custom?
Actually, I got a little Boricua spot in Berlin Mart, you know what I mean, that, you know, they especially got this for me. I've been requesting for it. They sold out quickly, and I've been waiting about 2 months for it, and finally came in, and I got it.
This guy. Kazzy, shout out to Kazzy, chiming in. He says, it's got to be Slay on Terry. The force feed him deep because that's the only opportunity they will have against the Steve. I think Terry has a solid game, but nothing crazy. One touchdown, 70 yards, 6 receptions. Yeah, I mean, I think they'll move him around, but if they're trying to get these easy third down plays, that could be an area of place to attack against our slot cornerback if it's Josiah starting this week. Obviously, Roby is out. Now, the other – you know, the other matchup here, it's Jordan Mailata versus Chase Young. Young has 5 sacks in 6 games. Young has 3.5 sacks in 3 career games versus the Eagles, and he had 1 versus Mailata in week – actually, that was week 4 against Washington. I think Jordan Mailata is up to the test. I think you've seen him versus was Myles Garrett. He had some trouble in the preseason. I think Chase Young got the better of him on a couple of plays. But I think overall, he's had a really good season. I do think right now where the Washington fans are, in a bowl of emotion right now. Didn't want to put them on blast or play videos of them in their fields because they feel like their world is closing. The guy I listened to, he said, we're in a world of meh, and they don't like the coaching. They don't like the play calling. They feel like Howell is being left out there to dry. They feel like the overall right now where they are, they have feeling this is the worst they felt all season. So we have them in right where we kind of want them because they're, you know, the last time the Eagles have played down in Washington, it's pretty much been Win City down there for the Eagles.
Yeah, we've been taking over the city for a while, man. We've been going there for like maybe about 3-4 years straight now, including playoffs. But, you know, I can't take nothing away from Chase Young, bro. I mean, he got a sack last time against us, a cocky one. So, you know, I definitely didn't forget about that. And I'm hoping Mailata's going to go ahead and get the better part of him this time going around. Again, hopefully he focuses on whatever mistakes he had made going up against him last time, and he corrects that by Sunday. But, you know, talk about their fans, man. I wish they just would have listened to us in the very beginning of the season. Like, just because you got Eric as your offensive coordinator, like, yo, like, I get it. But, I mean, Ron Rivera, he's just not that dude anymore. Like, he was good when he first came on, but, like, it's just his time is done. And then, you know, before the team got sold, you had Snyder running that organization. That wasn't going well for you. You think Magic Johnson coming in and putting all this money? Okay. Like, whatever. But, hey, look, man, to my Washington Commander fans out there, when I try to tell y'all, it's just not going to work out for y'all, just listen next time, you know what I mean? So that way you won't feel the way you're feeling right now. You already be prepared for these emotions.
I was listening to dude's show, and I'm sitting there talking to myself. I was like, we told you.
Exactly.
I don't know what you were thinking. Shout out to Zach in the building. You know, I think Zach is hyped up. He was at the tailgate. I still got all this footage of Zach. He had a flag. He was having the time of his life. He had a good time out there. Shout out to Donnie and his wifey that were there as well. He chimes in. He says, how do you guys feel about the gauntlet that we're going to go through after the bye? Even after beating Miami, I'm still kind of nervous. I do think it's a, I guess, you know, everyone uses the Eagles as a litmus test. But in terms of a litmus test, I think of where the Eagles – mind, body, and soul is at in terms of being that team, beating your chest. I think the Chiefs game is one of the games where, you know, you go to Kansas City on a road in a hostile environment. We'll be there in Kansas City. You ready for the barbecue?
Absolutely.
You ready for the Chiefs fans?
Listen, I'm ready for everything, man. Hey, you guys keep hyping it up. So, you know what I mean? Hey, got to get ready for it.
I did not want to go there during draft season because I was just too soon. I didn't. Like, I'm a very peaceful guy, but, like, if it's you get me at the wrong time, wrong moment, I could snap. and I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready for Chiefs fans. But other than that, I mean, I think you got the Bills. The Bills have been going through their own struggles. The Cowboys have been going through their own struggles. They're in a place where, you know, they don't know where, you know, they're going futuristic. Because Dak has been Dak. We kind of been telling you about Dak. And then the 49ers, you know, they've been going through their own struggles. Purdy's out with the concussion this week, so they're going up against the Bengals. So at any given Sunday, we can get got if we don't bring our hard hat, like AJ is saying here. So I'm feeling okay. I'm not nervous. I would not be flying on a plane to Kansas City. I don't even like to fly if I was nervous.
He's like, right. He's right.
But the Eagles are going to get me there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you, bro. I don't think there's anything to be nervous about. It's, you know, we're coming off the bye. The momentum is in our favor. We just got to ride high. We just got to stay with it. You know, let's get through Washington, take the time to go ahead and heal our bodies and then get ready for that big game because we still have a statement to make. And I think that's the perfect team to come off the bye and make that statement against. So, I'm good. I'm ready to get on that, you know, ready to take that trip and get up there and rep our birds like we've been.
Now, Donnie chimes in. He says, yo, Jonathan Allen is big time pissed. You see his interview from last week. He said he's sick and tired of what's going on. Sick and tired. So I feel like when your leaders in the locker room are taking it to the streets and saying it in front of whoever wants to hear it, internally there must be something going on. I know he's frustrated. I like that he's frustrated. I mean, if you want to come up north, we will gladly have you, one of y'all. But, I mean, those guys aren't going anywhere. The word on the streets is Chase Young and Sweat are available. The word on the streets is they could be had. They both paid Jonathan Allen and Deron Payne. So I think Chase Young would be the guy that they move. So hopefully they move him soon. Maybe before the game, that would be nice. That'd be real nice. Let's see. Sean also chimes in here. He says, "Well, Diego says if Julio started, I don't see Byard. I think Byard.
Byard starting.
He's starting. He's good.
Yeah, he's playing.
He's good." Sean chimes in and says, "What's up, guys? Make that trade for King Henry. I mean, you trying to be the Tennessee Eagles?"
I mean, I've been hearing it, man, and a lot of people have been chiming in, especially like at work. There's quite a bit of, well, not quite a bit, but there is a couple of Tennessee Titan fans. Weird, but yeah. They feel like supposedly us and the Ravens are the top candidates for Henry. I'm not for it, bro. I'm good where we're at. I'm good who we got. Yeah, I'm cool. I'm cool.
My thing is too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I think from
people are going to start fighting on who's going to get the spoon. You know,
well, just overall flexing. Like if you had Derrick Henry in the red zone, would that help out with your red zone issues? Goal line. I mean, we're also talking about a team who rushes our quarterback in situations. Do you need to be rushing Jalen as much down by the red zone if you have King Henry? It would just be cool from an Eagle fan to see him in the uniform. I'm just saying, to be honest, but like it's a lot of mouths to feed. So if you're looking how upset, what's his name?
Danny.
Penny, you see, like it's almost a forgotten thought here. Penny is on the sideline. Imagine Derrick Henry, how he's going to feel on the sideline when he's not being utilized.
Exactly. And for all that, you know, I mean, he could have just stayed in Tennessee because he's going to get all the PT in the world for them, even though, you know, they ain't doing much.
Yeah, we'll see. I think DeAndre Swift has been great, you know, when he's getting the opportunity as well. Let's see here. What else did we talk about here? I got a couple other things out here. I think in terms of us versus Washington, I think Jalen Carter, Fletcher Cox, Jordan Davis, and Milt Williams should all have favorable matchups versus Commanders. We know that Jordan Davis is questionable. He has a hamstring issue at this moment. We don't have Hollywood Hearn to give you the what's the medicals at the moment. So I'm going to do my best, man. I'm gonna do my best. I think he strained his hamstring in yesterday's practice, so there's a good chance he might be out. If they don't have to push him, because there's no, we don't want to hurt Jordan Davis if he, you know, if we don't need to, you know.
Nah. I think that's the best decision to go ahead and make. We got plenty of you know, people that could go ahead and back up the position, so I think we're good. Let him sit out. We need him against Dallas, man. I'm not too much worried about this game. We need him against Dallas, and then again, you know what I mean? You take that bye week rest, we'll be good, because then we're also going to need you right after that against Kansas City. So, yeah, I think this, the wise move will be, and hopefully is, for them to go ahead and sit him out this week.
So, yeah, like I said, Davis did not practice. James Bradbury, who had an ankle, and Zach Cunningham had an ankle injury. They both practiced. Milton Williams with a heel injury. He's been limited all week, but he did practice on Friday. So whatever makes you feel good, having Milton Williams in the nest is great. We got, bro, the depth is real, man. I think I feel good about what we're doing up front. Again, they are out with this is what I said on our last pod is, you know, they're gonna, every team that we play, offensive lines are gonna have injuries. Right now, their left guard Sadiq Charles is out. Their linebacker Cody Barton is out for them, so that means they moved up Jabril Cox, so he might get some playing time. So I think overall there might be a mixed match next to James Davis. So I mean, you know, Sadiq Charles thing right here is, again, I mean, they're going to have a young guy trying to fill in shoes against Jalen Carter, Fletcher Cox. I mean, if I would love if Jordan Davis was there, because imagine seeing that dude. Jason Kelce was on the radio just saying how hard it is to block Jordan Davis in any practice. Like he said, he's the type of dude that he goes hard all the time. And being an older guy, he's like, dude, you don't need to go hard against me. I'm like, just can you save my strength for the weekend? So it'd be nice to have Jordan Davis, but if not, we should be able to eat versus guys. Curtis Samuel is also questionable. So feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. Let's see here. Let's see what the comments say. Shout out to Pete Nathan. the number one Philadelphia Eagle hater, who's also a Philadelphia Eagle fan in the house, was on his podcast, Pete Nathan podcast, with Rack Shack as well.
That's what's up. Big ups to you guys, man.
Let's see. Tim says, who knows if they could sit Chase if he's going to get moved. See,
it's a possibility, man. I mean, and then again, we won't find out till Sunday. Actually, as Gail was mentioning that, I'm actually thinking that myself. If you go and see some of these guys being sat, you know, this game, it's a possibility they're going to get moved, man. And hey, listen, it is what it is. Me personally, either way, they play, they don't play, I'm good. You know, I'm never the type that's going to go ahead and use something like that as an excuse, because, you know, that's the first thing an opposing person is going to say. Well, we didn't have this person and we didn't have that person, and that was the reason why you beat us. Okay. Because God only knows how much of that from the Miami Dolphin fans I was getting last week. You know what I mean? So it never stops. It never stops, man.
Like, I didn't – when we lost to the Jets, because I say we, because all these fans, we travel.
Yeah.
You know, we make teams go off sides and late penalties, all that. But I didn't make excuses when Lane was out. I'm like, you got to be better. You got to chip. You got to do whatever you got to do to, like, protect your quarterback in these situations. Like, if you're only – I always say you're only as good as your 53.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need depth. You need quality depth. And at the end of the day, if you got a bunch of players that are great and you have no one behind them, you're going to catch L's. And that's what happens. Cassie says, the gauntlet is everything I want. We come out of that on top, and nobody can say a damn word. Got to beat the best to be the best. Bring it.
I like it. It's the truth, man. It is definitely the truth. In order for us to go ahead and make a statement, we got to get through this thing as smooth as possible, you know what I mean, as safe as possible, and, you know, hopefully a statement will be made as soon as we get through that that little hump, but it's to ride it all the way, man. It's just not just to stop there. Just the fact that we beat the Super Bowl champs from last year in that game. No, it's about winning it all the way and us becoming the Super Bowl champs. That's where it matters.
Heath chimes in. He says, yo, WTF is up with Rashad Penny not playing a snap? Are they going to use him as trade bait or as a secret weapon or what?
Who knows, man? Who really knows?
It's almost like we got the expendable version of the running backs right now. Like, it's a bunch of guys that could be played at any time. I think Rashad, you know, I just want to know what he is behind our line. Like, just, you know, could he get some burn? My thing is, when you have Swift in the lineup versus just Gainwell or Rashad Penny, you know, Swift is more of a versatile piece in space. You move him around. He's got great hands. Is he a banger? Not really. He can get you yards, but I'm just saying, Rashad Penny, is he a piece that you can comfortably put him out in the slot, move him around in space, throw a lot of, you know, balls to? Is he that type of dude, or is he more of a banger? Now, if you look at DeAndre Swift, you know he can do all of it. So in terms of play calling and being predictable, you don't really know what you're going to do with Swift. You could either line him up outside, like we saw him against Jamin Davis, mm-hmm, Week 4 in space. You could throw a go route to him. Can you do that with Rashad Penny? I don't know. So if you want your offense to be least predictable, I mean, DeAndre Swift is a great option. So
he definitely is, man. I mean, you're right, because they pretty much line him up everywhere. If he's not behind Jalen, he's to the right of him, to the left of him. He was lined up maybe one or two plays against the linebacker last week where we were like, holy shit. Like, you know, he's wide open, but, you know, Jalen didn't see him in time for the play to go ahead and expand. But, hey, look, you know they're utilizing him all over the place. And I'm just as much as concerned – well, not concerned, but curious to know what Rashad Penny is bringing to this squad, because we haven't seen shit yet.
Now, we had a request for Hollis Pigeons. So I'm going to do my best Hollis impersonation. Okay. So you talk about a pigeon segment. I'll give you a pigeon. We talked about the pigeons. With Sadiq Charles being out, we got Ricky Stromberg. you know, if that's the guy they go with, that's what we're talking about. I mean, their left guard is where you could take advantage of. I think that's a great opportunity to take advantage of a player right there. You're going to have younger guys who have not seen the likes of our talented defensive front. It's going to be on and popping. Shout out to Todd from Georgia in the building. I always say Todd from ATL, but he corrected me. It's Savannah, Georgia.
Georgia.
ATL and Georgia are close. ATL is in Georgia.
The corrections, man. I love how people try to correct us on those things.
Oh, man. Yeah.
He tackles for a loss of pressure, busted big pipes.
Okay. Jalen Carter is a menace. Like his swipe move, he just like, please get out of the way. It's like when you got to mush somebody, he's mushing Lyman week in and week out.
He's definitely putting in the work, man. I mean, it's like if it ain't a game, it's practice. Like these Georgia boys, man, I don't know. They just built a little bit different. I'm glad we got them on our squad. You know, they all seem to have that same momentum, man, just going 110. Every play, every opportunity they get. So, hey, I'm for it. You know I am.
Blue Mini is checking in. Shout out to Mr. Blue Mini, a.k.a.
What up,
Brian.
What up, B?
Pete says Chase or Montez Sweat would be awesome for the Birds more than King Henry. I mean, I heard that the Eagles are interested in Clark, who went
– Frank Clark?
Yeah. Yeah. Went to Seattle. Yeah. You know, it seems like they're looking, you know what I mean? Because if they can get a trade for Barnett and bring someone else back, if they want to bring back Sue, I'm not mad at adding another, just another beast in the middle. He's fresh. You know, Nam Kin Sue, they moved to London.
Yeah, yeah. I actually saw a video of him and his wife last night. They did a little meme, which was pretty funny, man. But I'm following them all the time. I've even left the messages, you know what I mean, hoping he comes back, man. I hope they pull the trigger. It'd be nice to have him back in the squad.
Let's see. Tim chimes in. He says, after we handle Miami's offense as we did, I feel much better going through this upcoming gauntlet. Our team healthy is unstoppable, except for red zone calls by OC Johnson, offensive coordinator Brian Johnson. I do think we have to execute better too. If you go back and look at some of these plays, whether it's players, you know, dropping balls or executing, if our players execute, especially in the Jets game, we win some of these games. But I know what you're talking about, that third down QB run.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
By Jalen Hurts, I really wanted to like run on the field and just say something, but
yeah,
couldn't do that from up top. But I would have. Yeah.
This move that supposedly is like in the works with Howie, I don't know. So he's got something in the works for this trade deadline. Let's see what happens. But look, red zone has definitely been a concern. That's what we went and got Julio for. Definitely couldn't expect so much. From him last week. I mean, it was just like only what, like 2 or 3 days before game time before we picked him up. So really couldn't expect so much. But now going up against Washington this week, I hope they, you know, explore him a whole lot more and they, you know, utilize him in the offense way more than we did, especially when we get into that red zone. And then again, depending on what Howie decides to do on this trade deadline, maybe there's a possibility that he's still focusing on that perspective for the red zone, you know, plays and stuff like that. Or is he going to go defense? I don't know. But, you know, either way we go, I'm fine, man, because we just still got a little bit of things to go ahead and work on. But the outcome of going against the Miami Dolphins, I was satisfied, man. I mean, 31-14 going against one of the best wide receivers in the league. Hey, they did their job.
I don't really agree with Dallas Cowboys players or fans usually. But Micah Parsons on his bootleg podcast. he mentioned that the Eagles have no weaknesses, and really kind of like said they're the number one team to beat.
Are your boy trying to get in our heads? Is he trying to play
inside? This guy's always got Eagles fans in mind. Like, he was at the Devontae Smith softball game, and you know, being a Penn State guy, and then here watching him get booed by Pennsylvania folk up in the Lehigh Valley area. I felt like it hurt him. Like it hit him, you know, cut him deep. So I feel like he's like, damn, these guys are probably Penn State fans. You'd figure I'd get some love, but that's not the case.
It definitely is never the case, especially when you're playing for the enemy, man. And that's the biggest enemy in this area. So I don't know what to tell you. You know, hopefully there's a better circumstance for you later on in the future, because right now sticking with them, those guys, yeah, you ain't gonna get no love from us. Back to his bootleg podcast. Yeah, I don't know if he's played some mind games with us, like trying to get in our heads, having us really think that, but look, we know what we're capable of doing. You know what we're capable of doing. You're gonna find out in 2 weeks, but before we even get moving further with that, we just got to get through this week. We got to focus on Washington. We can't take nothing for granted, and we definitely can't go in there thinking that we're just gonna roll over these guys, because it never works out that way.
The one thing, you know, obviously turnovers can always be an issue. You know, turnovers hurt. Jalen is his 10th this year in 7 games after committing just 7 all last year. He had a couple fumbles, a couple picks. But overall, I mean, you talk about, you know, it would be nice if we could win the turnover battle. Right now, the Commanders are giving the ball away 1.6 times per game. Only 6 other teams are turning it over at a higher rate than Washington. So I feel like we gotta come up with some picks, man. We got some turnovers. We know Darius Slay had that big turnover against Miami, which is huge. I think that play right there was a game changer. But that's what Slay brings to the table as a big player like himself.
it was definitely a big play indeed, bro. I mean, it came at the right time. We were in the stands hoping for some type of turnover, and we finally got it. And it played a big factor in the momentum changing in our favor for that game. And I'm just glad it came, like I said, came so late, but better late than never.
Let's see. Sam Howell. I think Sam Howell, he's a guy who's been – he's like the most sacked quarterback in the league right now. I think the way that they're leaving him out there to die week in and week out, Give that man a running game at least. He's out there, you know.
What seriously? Even over Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
He's wow. one of it must be that uniform, bro.
Commanders have allowed 40 sacks this year, which Holy is the shit. Most in the NFL. They are on pace for 97 sacks, which is the second most ever. The most sacks given up in history were the 86 Eagles at 104 sacks. So the way that he's getting sacked.
They're breaking that this year, bro.
I would like to see 10.
What are we gonna see most of on Sunday, bro? Are we gonna see that's a good one.
I'd like to see two of these and two of these.
I'm all about, you know what I mean? I'm all about Hassan.
Or I'd like to see one of these.
Oh, hey, listen, I'm Mr. Fletch.
See, if you guys don't, if you don't know this, you don't know any of this, that means you're not a diehard Eagle fan.
We're going to have to talk.
Because we're speaking sign language right now. If you don't know, the code, then you don't know the code. I think Fletcher could get one.
Fletcher should, man. I mean, he's doing his thing, and you know, I wish he had a little bit more to his numbers, but it is what it is. He's just when he gets it at the right time. That's all I can say.
Someone else that's doing their thing. Shout out to Philly Sports Trips. If you're looking to book some trips, go to phillysportstrips.com. Make sure to follow them at Sports Trips PHL for more information. And go Birds. Shout out to Vince doing a great job down there. I know he's excited for this DC takeover because this stadium we usually do take over.
Mm-hmm.
The last time we were there was the Devontae Smith game where he had a really good game where I missed the catch.
The big catch. Walked away from, yeah.
AJ Brown had a big game down there. That was huge. Now I know you're going down when you're going down to Washington Wifey, you guys gonna go see some museums and stuff.
Yeah, man, I'm going to take it down for the weekend. I'm leaving early tomorrow morning, dropping off the kids, and then we're going to be heading up. So we're going to stop at the spot, park the car, and we're literally like in the middle of everything. So, you know, I'm hearing the scooters are down there, so I'm going to take her for her first experience on the scooters.
Is she athletic?
Oh, yeah, man. Shit. It's one of the reasons why I got with the girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she got some. What sports she played? Soccer?
She played softball. She played, you know, yeah, she played some sports, man. And, you know what I mean? I ain't going to get into too much details with the wifey, but, you know, yeah, she got game.
She got game.
I tell you, and then, listen, it was all about the birds, too. So, you know, all that talk and following the birds is would definitely seal the deal. But yeah, I'm taking her up there just to have a good time. It was her birthday last weekend. You know what I mean? Just a shout out to my babe. You know what I mean? Happy birthday.
Yeah.
It was, it's, you know, just me and her time, man. Kids stay home and drive my mom crazy this weekend.
Yeah. I took my lady down to, DC. We did, we took the scooters, went all the way around. I'm just warning you now, like some parts of Washington D.C. gets shut down with the scooter, so you get close to the government buildings. It breaks.
Exactly.
I'm like, all right, you got Big Brother watching. So, in general, good time. Check out. I'm still trying to figure out if I go down Saturday or Monday. I mean Sunday morning. Still figuring
still
that
up
out.
In there. Okay.
I'm a little partied out.
Listen, man. I hear you, bro. I hear you. We need once in a while. We need a break.
I'm gonna be real. My body is holding on.
But you got to understand. Just like the birds, we got another second half of the season to still worry about too. So, like, shit.
Hey, someone's gotta. You know, I'm trying to preserve my body like the Eagles are doing with running backs.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
843 Philly fan, shout out to you. He says I would like to see our front four control and dominate the Commanders' O line. Make Sam Howell uncomfortable, force him into turnovers. I feel that. I mean, that's they did that. They made him uncomfortable. He just broke tackles and broke off some runs. I think you gotta send some more blitzes. I do. Morrow came up with three sacks the last time they played them, but you got to get this guy down. He does have running ability, so I feel that.
Yeah, we definitely got to put a whole lot more pressure on him than we did last time, and then. The blitz, you just mentioned that, man. I really hope we see a whole lot more of that this week. Put the right people, right personnel in the right positions And, you know, I could see with the blitzing, it's going to cause a couple of turnovers. And that's what we're here talking about. That's what we want to see more of. And this is the perfect weekend to go ahead and see it.
Shout out to Nina in the building. Shout out to your mom as well. Hopefully she's still dancing the night away.
Hope the new place is coming along, man.
Oh, yeah, they moved, huh?
Yeah, that's right. That's
yeah.
Right.
2020 Vision says the Eagles defense just seems nastier than last season. I just think they're smarter, too. I think they're just doing some different things that, you know, obviously, if you didn't see what our team was talking about last week about Desai, this was from we mentioned the last podcast. Slay said this of the defense in Desai. He says we mixed and disguised coverages. They made him be perfect every time. So they're really trying to make these quarterbacks think. And that's really what at the end of the day, you really want to know that your defensive coordinator is putting you in the best position to win. I feel like they're in good space right now. Mm-hmm. Good space right now. Let's see. We're going to speak to existence like we do on this podcast all the time. Who's going to be your offensive MVP this week?
Let's see. I went with Dallas last week, and Dallas did his thing last week.
He did?
Yeah. This week, I don't know, bro. I'm going to have to go either way because, you know, when it comes to this game, these guys like to shine, and then especially in this stadium for some reason. I'm going to probably say that, you know, AJ's going to keep the streak. I think AJ's going to keep the streak, and he's going to hit, what, number six? This will be his sixth straight over 150?
Putting up
or 125?
Yeah, 125.
Okay, so this is going to be his sixth straight going over 125. I think he's going to have a monster game, not taking anything away from any of the other guys. They're going to do their thing, but I think the focus definitely going to be on AJ. AJ's going to get the better half because, you know, last time he put the baby to sleep, he going to put that baby to sleep again this week. So.
And then if he does that, he breaks Megatron's record, and then that would cement the Megajohn. Someone reached out to me, said that Prime with a Megajohn shirt would be kind of cool.
Listen, if I could get my hands on one, I would definitely rep it, even though I'm not a fan of Megatron. Megatron. I didn't say nothing about Calvin. I'm saying Megatron. I'm not a Megatron fan. Yeah, you know, it is what it is. But if I could go ahead and convert it to maybe a Prime Brown or something like that, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
Now, AJ against Miami had 10 catches for 137 yards and a touchdown against the Bucs, 9 catches for 131 yards. Versus Washington, 9 catches for 175 and 2 TDs. Against the Rams, he had 6 catches for 127 yards. Against the Jets, 7 catches for 131 yards. Right now, he's got 41 catches for 701 yards and 3 touchdowns on the season. The last time, you know, they play the Commanders, you know, he put up some numbers. I think he made, and not only did he put up some numbers, he also made Emmanuel Forbes cry. So that's a stat that should be.
He brought the baby out. Yeah, I think it's going, you know, that's definitely going to be on that kid's mind going up against AJ this weekend. Like, yeah, you embarrassed the shit out of me last time. I don't know. I'm going to let you embarrass the shit out of me this time. So I think the wiser decision to go ahead and make is not go up against AJ Brown. Ask the coach to put you up against the other guy because AJ is going to be shitting all over you no matter what.
So I'm gonna stick with you. My offensive MVP is going to be AJ Brown. I think he's operating on a crazy clip. Jalen is also. I think the connection is just getting even stronger. But they're getting their groove. I think they're getting their groove. In the chat, let's see what people have said about their offensive MVP.
Bro, all I can say is you mentioned about the groove that him and Jalen have. It's just like the swag that AJ has when he's catching these balls. Like, he makes it look so easy. Like, it's sickening, bro, seeing that man catch the ball the way he does. Like, he'll catch it, he'll make his moves, get his yards. It's just wild, but I'm just glad we got that guy on our squad, bro.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. All right, your defensive MVP.
Defensive MVP, man. I'm going with Hassan, bro. I think Hassan's going to go ahead and kill it this weekend, man. He's got 5.5. I see him adding maybe 2-3 more this weekend. Yeah, I'm going with Hassan.
I think I'm going to go with Jalen Carter. I think Jalen Carter You know, I think he should feast. This should be the game where Howell gets laid to rest.
Ooh. Ooh.
I think so. in the most PC and nice way. Just, you know, he's going to put him on the ground and a couple times, and he's going to feel it. Your Eagles' unsung hero this week will be.
I'm going to go with, you know, the new addition to our squad, Bayard, man. I think Bayard's going to go ahead and be the unsung hero this weekend. I think he's going to go ahead and step into that role, you know what I mean, and the fact that he's now on a winning team with some old teammates and, you know, the fan base that we're going to be bringing this weekend up to that stadium, he's going to see what Philly's all about. And I think that the momentum is going to go ahead and be on his side, and he's going to feel all that energy coming from all different directions. So I think that's going to be the unsung hero right there.
Rob's unsung hero is Nolan Smith. Let's see. And then he said sweat, maybe sweat. Will says Boston Scott for two red zones. That would be interesting.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Haven't seen Boston as of lately. You know what I mean? Seeing more Gainwell than anything. But
I'm going to, you know, because we have a say it with your chest. So I'll give this a say it with your chest moment. I think we have one from here. 843 Philly fan says Julio gets his first TD as an Eagle. I like it. I like that.
I like it.
2020 Vision says AJ Brown is more superior to Smith. Okay. The Eagle Media got you putting these guys against each other. Pizza AJ says just get the W.
Hey, listen, if there's anybody that's gonna say it with their chest, it's that man. So
shout out to Angel. He says what's happening, gang? It's a beautiful day here on the West Coast.
Nice.
It is. It's a beautiful day out here today.
It sure is, man.
75 degrees. Yeah, I went and got some. I had shorts on. I went and got some pancakes. I was feeling myself, and then I got through one pancake and some bacon, and I couldn't even finish the rest.
Yeah.
I felt like I didn't. I was like, man, you got to man up, man. The waitress was like, you know, some people get, they share this meal. I felt a little bit better.
Okay.
Peasy's unsung hero. He's going to say sweat. Pete Nathan says Fletcher Cox is his unsung hero. Okay. Okay. All right. Not bad. Not bad. And then before we get out of here, I just want to give a shout out to, Bud Light for holding us down all these years. We took some great photos with the Kelly Green cans. The Kelly Green cans were amazing. We sent those off to Bud Light. It was like all four of us were doing some hand modeling.
Mm-hmm.
We sent them some photos back. It was just like all four of us. Like, no, we want the hands. I'm like, okay. So I'm like, okay. So we're not the model types, but our hands do the job.
Pause.
Yeah, shout out to Conscious Hawking Italian Bakery, who has been holding us down all these years. If you haven't seen their tomato pies at our tailgate, I don't know where you've been. You should come enjoy a tailgate, enjoy some tomato pie. We always get people to just say, I've never had a tomato pie before, man. What's it taste like? Well, come to the tailgate and you'll taste it. I put a lot of West Coast fans on the tomato pie because they've never had it. So their first glimpse and taste of tomato pie is at a 4th and John tailgate.
Got an unexpected guest here. Say what's up. Say what's up.
What's up, boss? How you doing, man? He's like, I'm a podcast, man.
So you chilling? You having fun?
Yeah.
We had a lot of people this past tailgate that for the first time had the tomato pies, and bro, those things went fast, man.
They went through 8 pies like fast.
Yo, and then the funny part was like the one that we were saving for Jennifer.
Yeah,
yeah, that it never made it.
It
never made it, bro. Somebody went in there ham on that one. I was like, damn. When she showed up, I was like, let me go get the pie. As soon as I went to go get the pie, that thing was gone.
Let's see. Charles asks, is Blankenship playing? Yes, Blankenship is playing. So it's going to be a full Middle Tennessee State backfield. Before we get out of here, if you have any last-minute questions, let us know, and we'll bring them up. But that's great news, man. Blankenship, who's been dealing with a rib injury, I think it's just great to see him back. I just think it's cool for him because he and Kevin Byard have trained together. They trained together in the offseason. It's kind of cool to, you know, have both safeties be those guys on the same team. You know, because Blankenship has the record for most tackles at Middle Tennessee. So he has that over Byard. So hopefully they can bring up some new competitive stats.
The competition, I mean, it sounds like that's what you're talking into existence. And I hope that they do bring the competition out of each other. You know, I mean, that'll be cool. And there's nothing wrong with that, man. You see that a lot. You know what I mean? When you got your former teammates or teammates that you might have played with played with in the NFL, when you guys eventually meet up again in another team, they always, you know, they like to bring that stuff up. And I'm all for it because, you know, it always brings the best out of each other.
Let's see. Pete asks, how many people do you normally get at your tailgates? It could be anywhere from 300 to 1,000.
Believe it or not, Pete. Believe it or not. But if you show up, maybe nobody will.
You never know. You never know. Rich chimes in. This is our third time answering this question. What's the deal with Penny? I think, like I said, man, if you say what's the deal with Penny, like, what's the deal with DeAndre Swift? Swift is just killing it. Mm-hmm. And Swift is a more versatile piece than Penny. But at the end of the day, like, even if Swift gets a breather and they put Gainwell in, the crowd is pissed off that we gave. I'm constantly telling Eagle fans next to me, like, chill, the dude needs a rest. So if you see Gainwell in there, it's because he's getting a rest.
Yeah.
But we would like to see Penny, but I think Penny right now is really insurance. Because if you go back and check the medicals, Penny's one of the most injury-prone running backs. Great running back,
but injury-prone
running back.
The key thing about, you know, not wanting to run our running back to the ground. I mean, look, man, look at San Fran, bro. They're gonna run McCaffrey to the ground. Look at him. He getting hurt. He's hurt already. And then they didn't even take the time to go ahead and maybe give him a week off or something like that. Nah, they're just going to keep on running him. So, look, we don't want to be like that, and we don't want to do that. And I don't have no answers on Rashad Penny. I'm just in the wind as much as, you know, you guys are. I would love to know what's going on. What was the purpose of even keeping this guy on the squad? I don't know. But, you know, we're days away from the trade deadline. Maybe some of our questions will be answered. We'll find out.
Bob from down there says, can you make a sign for Prime for the next you're at, saying we did it, Uncle Ken?
Uncle Ken. I would try.
He said next game. Donnie asked, any word on Juergens? I feel like the run game was better when he was playing. He'll be eligible to come back against the Cowboys. So he'll be eligible to come back versus the Cowboys. And again, I think, you know, people have an appreciation for Juergens. But like, it'll be nice to have him back. Will Chimson says, I'm kind of concerned about Jordan Davis' hamstring. I wonder if that'll affect the D-line play, not having the big man in the middle. I mean, I think this is tough. I mean, we also have Jalen Carter in the middle. When Jalen Carter was out, Jordan Davis did phenomenal versus the run. I think I got to give those guys credit that they can slow down a Washington team that hasn't been lights out, man. Their running attack is their leading rusher right now is Brian Robinson. He's got 325 yards, averaging 3.8 a carry. His longest run of the season is 27 yards. He's got 4 touchdowns on the year. Their second leading rusher is Sam Howell. So they're a passing team, man. Their leading receiver is Terry McLaurin, 430 yards. He's averaging 11.7 yards per catch. For a guy like Terry McLaurin, you'd expect that number to be higher, but you know, just the way their offense is built, their quarterback play. It is what it is. How about we do some predictions here? Mark Britt says Birds 45-13. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go 33-21.
Okay. Okay. I'm thinking 35-14.
35-14.
Yeah, I think we. I think Jake Elliott is gonna take a seat back this weekend. I don't think we're gonna get any field goals. I think we're gonna be scoring on every drive we get the opportunity to.
Let's see. I said facts. Prime McCaffrey not going to be there when they need. That's very true. The quarterback having a little go at it, you know.
Yeah. The Hassan Reddick's images are already starting to kick in. That's why the concussions are coming.
Shout out to Todd. He got himself a Eagles jacket. He's been showing me these pictures of this jacket. He dropped the arm and the leg for this.
No shit.
Pete Nathan. This is the sweatshirt that Coach has been wearing during the game. I've had this for a while now.
I had mine at the game against the Dolphins.
We got how early did we get this?
We got them when they first came out. You hit me up. I met you over there. We went and got them. Yeah.
They do have them at the pro shop. They sold out pretty fast. I know. If you want this sweatshirt, Pro Sports Image has them all over. That's your next best bet. Check out Pro Sports Image. They do fired. Have a website.
They fired though. They fired.
Richard says, do you see us making any more moves before the deadline? I really don't see us needing anything else. I do see us making one more move, if it makes sense. I think I could use some. You could use some depth at cornerback. I do like the play of Eli Ricks as of late. I do like the move with Beyer. That's great to secure the secondary, but you know, I think. Sidney Brown from a depth perspective and having a guy like Beyer to learn from, that's the perfect piece for him to sit in a meeting room with. I think that's cool. I think wide receiver depth is something, you know, obviously Quez will be coming back from IR soon. But I do feel like, you know, Zacchaeus and Quez, I mean, I think you're looking to do an upgrade. I mean, you do have Julio Jones now. Let us not forget. So I think Julio Jones is in the mix to get some more. Caught his first ball last week. Kayvon Wallace got released. If you're looking for depth that knows what you do on special teams and to be a backup safety. It's not a sexy move.
But. Damn, he got released by the Cardinals. That's crazy.
Gannon was like, time to go. Todd says 40-17. Richard goes with 38-17. 843 says 34-10. Pete Nathan says a 31-24. Surprising for the, you know, he picked the Dolphins to win last week, Pete Nathan.
So did Evan.
It's hard to look these guys in the face. It's hard to look y'all in the face when the next week. But Charles says 34-24. Angel says 34-13. Ivan, shout out to Ivan, 27-17. I think we put more up than 27.
Yeah.
I think we got to, man.
Yeah.
Donnie, the OG, Fourth and Joan fan. Just every time you see Donnie, just say you're the OG. He's the first fan at episode one. Show him some respect, okay? Throw flowers at his feet. Damn, bro. I'm missing all these comments.
Chase Young on the trade block, yes.
This is true. Chase is on the trade block. Okay, Vaughn got picked up already. He signed with the Titans. So there you go, Titans fans. You got one of our guys now. Old guys. one of our old guys. Let's see. Craig says, go Birds from Houston to Eagles Nest. He says 34-17. Everyone's got us dropping pretty much a 34 burger except for Ivan and I'm feeling that. I'm feeling good. It should be a great time down there. I think a lot of Eagle fans are taking buses down there. It should be a really good vibe. Everything should be great this week. I'm feeling real good.
We're gonna fill up that stadium like we normally do, man. So it ain't nothing.
Before we get out of here, man, let's go with your last word. Before we get out of here.
Who, me?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. I mean, for anybody that's gonna be joining us up there this weekend, safe travels. Really look forward to catching up with some people. You know, again, before I forget, big shout out to my wife. Happy birthday, baby. Love you. We're gonna go ahead and enjoy ourselves this weekend together. Let's keep riding this momentum, man. I mentioned it before, and I'm gonna keep mentioning it. We gotta keep this momentum going. Can't count on anybody else, man. Phillies are done. Sixers, I'm not. I think I'm boycotting the season. And Flyers, as much as I try to get into it, I can't. I can't never find a way. But you know, all I got left is the Birds now, so I got no choice but to keep this momentum going. And I need y'all to be behind me 100% with this, man. I'm really feeling confident, especially after that big win against Miami. So let's just go. Go Birds.
Big shout out to all you people in the comments on Friday. Hopefully you guys are working. I am working as we're doing this pod. We're doing both at the same time. Just trying to keep everybody ready to go for this weekend. It's an NFC East game. It's always, anytime you got a division game, it's always important to get those dubs and keep your bragging rights alive, because in the tri-state area, you're always running into Washington fans, Cowboy fans, and Giant fans. And when you could look them in the eye and say, you know what, we're better than you, okay, it's always a good feeling. But shout out to my brother building, who's taking care of the cat so we can go away. Shout out to everybody who's holding it down. Make sure you check in on your peoples, man. Make sure they're doing good. And as always, fly, Eagles, fly.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.